Happy Sabbath, everybody. Thanks, as always, for that beautiful special music. It's a little bit warmer out today, but it's all relative, I guess. It's been quite cold, though, for the last couple of weeks. Constantly below zero, and there's nothing like a warm house on a really cold day, isn't there? But if we had the option, we'd probably take advantage of just bundling up and being cozy and not going anywhere. Do you ever think about that some of these cold mornings? But most don't have that option. If we did, we probably would do such a thing. It takes effort to go outside. It takes effort to push ourselves to go forward and do hard things. And if we had a choice, we'd probably avoid those things and keep things as simple as possible. But where's the fun in that? So I've titled this message today. I couldn't decide, actually, so I have two titles. I've called it The Call to Adventure or Maybe Do Hard Things. You can decide which one you like better. And I thought it was great Mr. Hobley finished in 2 Timothy 2, verse 1, where it talked about how we must endure hardship as soldiers of God, and we need to do hard things. That's kind of what that was saying, is expect there to be some hard things in our lives. And we need to endure, and it's when you do hard things that we grow the most in life. Hardship fosters resilience. And when we face difficulties, we're forced to develop coping mechanisms. We're forced to adapt to those things in life. And this process strengthens our ability to handle stress and challenges. Maybe we should get a new mic. It doesn't seem like it's on one battery, and I noticed it was cutting out a few times, or one battery bar. Sometimes when there's problems, you just hope it goes away. But sometimes it doesn't. And you got to replace the microphone. Okay. So when we do hard things, it helps us build mental toughness. And in a similar way, it's just like exercising. It's like when you go to the gym and you lift some weights, it strengthens your muscles, but it breaks them down a little bit first, and you get a little bit stronger, and that's what hard things do for us as well. If you look into human physiology and some of the modern studies, they say also they're noticing that it rewires your brain when you do these things through effort. Through this effort of doing hard things, it can rewire your brain. When we engage in difficult tasks, especially those that push ourselves outside of our comfort zone, our brain forms new neural connections. It's a healthy thing. It's known as neuroplasticity. It allows us to learn those new skills, to think in innovative ways, and become more adaptive. So doing hard things also helps us to learn and to develop those skills that we need. It promotes learning in our lives. It boosts self-esteem, because when we overcome these things as well and we succeed, it gives us a sense of competence and accomplishment. It builds our confidence and abilities, and it motivates us to aim higher next time. It makes us believe that every time we overcome one of those hard things, we can aim even harder next time, even higher. And it's when we're pushed to do these hard things that we get that reward, that sense of fulfillment and achievement. So in all those cold days this week, when I wanted to just get up and wrap in a blanket and avoid the cold outside or avoid any of the hard things that we need to do in life, I was thinking through these things and thinking through this message. Recently, I was talking with some about this topic within our family, and there's this book that Eden was reading that's called Do Hard Things, so that's kind of where the concept came from. And it talks about the benefit of this type of a mindset. And the book Do Hard Things, it's by Alex and Barrett Harris. It's a book primarily targeted at teens and young adults, but these concepts really apply for all ages. They challenge the low expectation society often places on us. We don't have a lot of high expectations anymore, especially on young people. They advocate for a counterculture movement they call the revolution, a rebellion against apathy and low standards. Because in their view, and all too often, we've lowered our expectations of culture in the West, especially for our young people. But I would argue, you know, you could just walk into a Walmart and you can kind of see the low expectations that have been placed in our society. But this message is not just directed at young people, because these concepts apply to all of us. We all need to do hard things. So do we face challenges in our lives head on, or do we delay? Do we procrastinate? Do we put things off? Do we take the easy, I might even say lazy route sometimes? Or do we do hard things that drive us to accomplish goals and ultimately give us the opportunity to grow as individuals? We grow most when we face these hard challenges, and it's through hard work and discipline that we build the resilience, the maturity, and the confidence that we need. Doing work is choosing to reject mediocrity. Doing hard work is rejecting that, to push beyond our comfort zones, to aim for excellence. It requires us to step out of our comfort zones and answer the call to adventure in our lives. So please turn with me over to Genesis 12 and verse 1. This was the inspiration for this message. I want to revisit the story of Abram here. It's Abram because his name hadn't yet been changed to Abraham. He was married. He didn't have any children yet. And he was told by the Lord to take action, to go adventure, to do hard things. Genesis 12 and verse 1. It says, "Now the Lord said to Abram, 'Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse them who curse you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed.'" So God calls upon Abram here to leave his home and go on an adventure, a venture into the unknown. He didn't know where he was going. He didn't know what to expect. He didn't have a path all planned out ahead of him. He didn't have he didn't have a GPS. He didn't have everything that he needed. He was just told to go. Go. He said, go. Get out of your comfort zone. But he also said, "I'll be with you. I'll show you where you need to go along the way. I will bless you." And this is kind of how every great adventure story starts. Recently, actually, last weekend, we do this not every winter, but almost every winter, where we decide to have a Lord of the Rings marathon in our house. So we watched all three Lord of the Rings movies last Sunday. So the Lord of the Rings movie, it's the classic story of good versus evil. It's a great adventure that led through hard times and hard things, and ultimately good triumphs over evil in that story. And if you don't know the story, Frodo was a hobbit that lived in a place called Middle Earth. It was a very comfortable place, good food and good ale. And most hobbits, they barely left the Shire. They had no need, no desire to leave. It was comfortable there. They had nice warm houses. They had all the food that they wanted. It was a good life. Until Frodo was called on an adventure to save all of humanity. And he didn't want to go, but he rose up eventually and accepted this call. He knew that this was something that he had to go do, as Abram did. God's call to Abram wasn't just another about moving from one place to another. He didn't say, just go move your family from here to here. It was more than that. It was a call to grow. It was a call to trust and to step into a great purpose that was far beyond his own understanding. And this is a pattern of being called out of comfort and into the unknown. It's a central theme of the Bible, but also a deep structure of human psychology. It's something that we all have to do as we grow in life. God's promise to Abraham is the same promise he makes to us when we step out into faith. He says, "I'll show you the way, I will bless you, and through you others will be blessed, but you have to take the first steps." It's a reminder that our journey, though hard, it's not about us. It's not just about us. It's about the way God uses our obedience and our willingness to step into the unknown and bring about blessings for others. So I want to review this story, expand on this a little bit more, on this concept of doing hard things, and review five key points that help us keep this in mind and benefits of doing hard things. As we consider the cold days ahead or the challenging times that we have and what we're being called to do. So as I like to do, I'll give you these 5 points and then we'll go into each one. But my points are: number one, answering God's call pulls us out of complacency and into growth. It pulls us out of complacency and into growth. Two, we receive tangible outcomes when we follow God's call. We receive tangible gifts, tangible blessings. Number three, true adventure leads to growth. transformation, and deeper faith. And four, faith is the foundation required to answer God's call to action. And then finally, number five, answering God's call is the path to eternal life. But it all starts with stepping out of your door and doing the hard things. So point number one, answering God's call pulls us out of complacency and into growth. Again, in Genesis 12 and verse 1, just read this as an anchor point. God said, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you." So Abram's call reminds us that God's plans are designed to challenge us and to help us grow. If we just stayed home, if we stayed in the Shire, so to speak, we'll miss those opportunities for development. God's call is often disruptive. I've never heard that anyone say that the Christian path is an easy path, or this walk is an easy walk. I've never heard that doing the right thing is easy. God's call to action often pulls us out of our routines, our relationships, and the places that we feel safe. And it's easier sometimes to just stay in that place. Please turn with me over to Matthew chapter 16. We'll see what Christ has to say about this. Matthew 16 and verse 24. Matthew 16, verse 24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." The cross here is a metaphor for the challenges, the sacrifices, and even the suffering that might come from following Jesus. And this is the call to adventure that we all receive in our lives. We have to take that up and go. We need to realize this is not easy and accept the call to adventure. It's through that discomfort that we grow spiritually, emotionally, and in our relationships with each other. And just as Jesus called his disciples to follow him, he told them to leave behind their nets, stop fishing for fish and fish for men, and leave your families. And he called them to adventure, for growth that emphasizes that path over comfort. And it requires a certain mindset, a mindset and faith in God. Proverbs 3 and verse 5. This is an important aspect of it. One of the common themes through all of this is the requirement to have faith and trust. Proverbs 3 and verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. I'm sure there was a part of Abram that, you know, just wanted to be comfortable, and he didn't know where he was going. He was told to go do something. He could have leaned on his own understanding and said, "Well, I have everything I need here. I have my wife, I have my family, my tents, I'm comfortable." But he didn't do that. He trusted God. And that growth comes from trusting God and taking action. We acknowledge him, and we have to have faith that he will show us the path forward. James 1 and verse 2. This is a scripture that we read fairly often. James 1 and verse 2 says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete and lacking nothing." Trials test our faith, and they produce perseverance, and they lead us to maturity and completeness. And these trials are not just arbitrary hardships. They are opportunities for growth. That's not always easy for us to see in the moment. And that's why James reminds us to count it all joy, not because trials are enjoyable, but because they serve a purpose. The testing of our faith, it produces perseverance. It gives us the strength that we need. It gives us that mental toughness. This leads us to maturity and completeness. I think of it kind of like a sculptor chiseling away at a block of stone, You know, the process seems harsh, but with each strike of that chisel, it's revealing something beneath, a masterpiece. And God's shaping us into something. And sometimes it hurts when that chisel comes down, but it's making us stronger and building us into what we need to be. It strips away our weakness, and it forces us to rely on His strength, not on our own. God's call is not designed for our comfort. It's designed for growth. It requires us to step into the unknown and to face the trials with faith and to trust that He will provide the path forward. And so what happens when we answer that call? What does following God's path look like in practical terms? Well, that moves us to the second point here today. Point number two is we receive tangible outcomes when we follow God's call. We receive tangible outcomes when we follow God's call. So I want to go back and read Genesis 12 and verse 2 now, just to remind us of these three scriptures that kind of anchoring this all together on. Genesis 12 and verse 2 says, "I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing." These are the tangible results. These are the promises that God gives to Abram if he follows that call. He just has to answer the call. He has to step out on faith. And it's interesting that it doesn't only bring personal blessings, but blessings for descendants, for his descendants, for generations to come. It blesses him, but it blesses everyone around him and down the path. When we step out in faith, God promises to fulfill those blessings in our lives, to touch our lives personally and the lives around us. So this is a call to adventure. Answering God's call is kind of like a force multiplier in our lives. It doesn't just affect us in a positive way, but everyone around us. Obedience to God's command results in blessings in all areas of life, and from relationships to prosperity and beyond. Let's look at Deuteronomy 28. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1 through 6 we'll read. Tangible outcomes that God promises to us. Deuteronomy 28 verse 1. "Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments which I command to you today, that the Lord your God will set you above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of the ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out." These are tangible results of following God. And they emphasize, these verses, the breadth and depth of God's blessings. The promises here are specific. They talk about blessing in the city, blessing in the country, prosperity in work and family, blessing in every area of life. And these are outcomes that demonstrate that these are not just abstract things, but these are things that we will receive. These are promises from God. They're practical and evident in our lives. John 10, verse 10 shows us what God and Jesus want for us. I'm just going to read this one, just scripture here, John 10 and verse 10. "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly." This statement shows the ultimate purpose of God's call. He came to give us life, eternal life. This life and the blessings, it's not just about, you know, it's not a health and wealth thing. It's about joy. It's about peace. It's about the spiritual blessings that come. It's about the challenges and where they're leading us to. It's about living a life that's rich in purpose and rich with God's blessing. So what should we do? Let's look at Psalm 37, verse 4, with some advice for us. Psalm 37, verse 4. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Delight yourself in the Lord. We need to stay aligned to God, and he will give us the desires of your heart. Of course, it's when our heart aligns to God's will that he'll fulfill our deepest desires. It's not when we lean on our own understanding or our own desires, because we know that the heart is wicked over all things, so it's not just a statement of, you know, willing things into existence or just, you know, believing that if this is something that I want, I'm going to get it. It's only when our desires are transformed and they align to God's plans, then he'll bless us in that, and he'll bring us that true satisfaction, that deeper satisfaction. These are the tangible outcomes that we'll receive when we answer God's call to adventure in our lives. We'll be blessed as Abraham was blessed. But it starts with not always staying in comfort. It starts with doing those hard things, taking those hard steps, the call to adventure that we receive from God. And we don't answer this call because of these things, just for ourselves, out of some selfish desire. It's really about that deeper reward that we're talking about, growth, transformation, strength, faith. And that moves us on to the next point that I have for us today. Point number 3, that true adventure leads to growth, transformation, and deeper faith. That's what it's all about. So please turn with me over to Hebrews 11, verse 8, as we dig into why we adventure for growth, transformation, and deeper faith. Hebrews 11, verse 8. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise, as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. True adventure often requires the hardest available path that is voluntarily taken. And that's what leads to growth, transformation, and deeper faith. It's transformative because we don't know when we start out where we're going, and we have to depend on God. It requires us to leave that comfort zone, not knowing for sure what's going to happen ahead. Abram didn't know. It says that he didn't know what to expect. He didn't know, but he went anyway. And it was by faith that he adventured, that he went out and answered that call. But he knew that God was with him. He knew that God was the ultimate builder and maker. And this journey wasn't just about reaching Canaan. It was about becoming the father of faith. It was about teaching his descendants and us all of these years later. Because when we embrace the challenges God sets before us, that's when we grow into the people he wants us to be. And that's why it's not always an easy path. And it can't be if we want to grow. And God wants us to grow and to transform and to develop deep faith in him. That means we have to step out and trust. Trials refine our character and deepen our relationship with God. Even the Son of God, Jesus Christ, when he was here in human form, he went through the ultimate hardship and sacrifices that led to death on the cross. But he led the way for us to be redeemed through his life, death, and resurrection. And we're on our own path of transformation. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. Second Corinthians 3, verse 18. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. We're being led by the Spirit to be transformed to the image of glory. And transformation is an ongoing process. It's not something that it's not a one-time thing. This is something that happens throughout our life. we are being transformed. It requires action. It requires us to step out of our comfort zone and answer that call. Through the Spirit, we're continually being shaped to reflect God. Our trials and the hard things of life are the tools that God's using to craft us to be a little bit more like Him. And just as Abraham's faith deepened over time, so does ours as we press into this calling. James 1 and verse 12. If it was easy, we wouldn't grow. We wouldn't transform into what we need to be. James 1 verse 12, we read, "Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him." It's endurance, it's a challenge, it's temptation. And it's when we overcome those things that we receive the crown of life. And that's an achievement we have to hold on to. We need to keep pressing in faith in this calling of ours. We need to endure trials, overcome these temptations, lean into the challenges of life. This is part of the adventure. Each test strengthens our resolves, it builds our character, and it brings us closer to God's ultimate purpose. Please turn with me over to Philippians 3 and verse 12. Philippians 3 verse 12. Because Abraham endured years of waiting and uncertainty before God's promises were fulfilled, but he always trusted in God's timing. Through faith, we also know that we can trust the blessings that will come in God's perfect time. Philippians 3 verse 12. "Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that which for which Jesus Christ has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal of the prize of the reward, the upward call of God in Jesus Christ." These words of Paul's here, they remind us that this transformation is an active pursuit. It's something that we have to keep on growing in. We have to keep on going for. Growth and faith are not passive. They're required for us to press on, to strive forward, to leave behind the comfort of what we know. And Paul wasn't perfect, neither are we. And we need to know and accept that we're not perfect, and that we need to focus our faith on God and the upward call of God. And this is also what Abraham was called to do. Because we're all on a journey toward a promise, and that requires perseverance, unwavering faith. And this is what answering the call of adventure is all about. It takes action, it takes faith. It takes transformation, and it gives us strength. And we know that following God may involve trials and sacrifices. I mean, if you step outside of the Shire, it's going to get a little bit more difficult. But we also know that it builds character, and it reveals to us who we really are, the best parts of ourselves. Abram's story was the ultimate example. It was an early way of showing us how we can go out and adventure and overcome. And this leads me to point number 4. Faith is the foundation required to answer God's call to action. Because that's what he did. He stepped out on faith. Faith is the foundation required to answer God's call to action. Without faith, Abram couldn't have stepped into the unknown. And we too need faith to trust in God's promises and follow this call. Let's turn with me over to Romans chapter 4 and verse 13. Romans chapter 4 and start in verse 13. "For the promise that he would be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law." It wasn't because he checked some box or he executed something perfectly, but through the righteousness of faith. For if those who are of the law are heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of no effect. Because the law brings about wrath. For where there is no law, there is no transgression. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, but also those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations, in the presence of him whom we believed, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did, who, contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old. That was young, actually, for him, I think. And the deadness of Sarah's womb, he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. And being fully convinced that when he had promised, he was also able to perform. And therefore it was accounted to him for righteousness. It was all done in faith. He couldn't have stepped out, and it's all the glory of God that he did this. It's not because of the law, as it talks about here. It was giving glory to God. And this is what we need to do, and this is the challenge. And this is what leads us to ultimate transformation and growth and building our faith. And faith is not just a belief. It's an act of trust. It causes you to take steps forward. Abraham's faith gave him the strength to leave his home and venture into the unknown, trusting that God will fulfill his word, to fulfill his promises, and he trusted in God. So when we develop this faith in our lives through similar actions and in doing hard things, faith gives us that courage and it acts as a compass. It gives us direction to go when the path doesn't always seem clear. It strengthens us when we feel weak because we don't always know the path ahead. It's not going to be easy. And frankly, we shouldn't want it to be, or we wouldn't grow and transform in the way that God needs us to be. Hebrews 11 and verse 6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. It's Hebrews 11 verse 6. Without faith it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. We have to have faith. Faith is the foundation, and we have to do our part. We have to pay attention to God. We have to be aware of the call in our lives, and we have to respond in faith and diligently seek him, as it says here. We all know the story of Peter when he saw Jesus walking out on the water in Matthew 14. You know, Christ told Peter to step out in faith and to walk to him. And he initially stepped out, but he lost focus. Like Peter stepping out of the boat, faith calls us to fix our eyes on God. And that is our compass. And we have to keep fixed on that as our ultimate destination. Faith shows us where to focus. Not on the waves of the water, as Peter did. He jumped out there and he saw all the problems, all the turmoil, all of the concerns of life, and he started to sink. We have to look away from the turmoil and stay focused on God. Then through faith, we can take those steps forward with strength and transformation. We can continue to journey no matter how difficult it becomes. So Abraham's journey was not just physical, and it was. He was blessed in those ways, but it was spiritual. It was the foundation that acted him, enabled him to act on the call of God. Another blessing in Romans 8 verse 28 that we can count on through this journey that we have, Romans 8 verse 28, we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Romans 8 verse 28. All things work together for good for those who love God. That doesn't mean there's not going to be turmoil or bumps in the road. But we keep that in mind as the big picture, and we stay affixed on God to give us the faith and the direction to go so that we can say yes to God's call. And we can trust that even when the destination is unclear, we trust God's plan. And it's ultimately going to work out for good and answer God's call to action. So this brings me to the final point I have today, and that's what this call of adventure is all about. Point number 5, answering God's call is the path to eternal life. That's what ultimately this is all about. There's a lot of other growth and transformation and faith and everything else that we need to do in order to be on this path to get to our destination. But it's about a path to eternal life. Abram was called to adventure to the promised land, and we're called to adventure to eternal life in the kingdom of God. So let's turn back there again, Genesis 12 and verse 2 and 3. You'll have this memorized by the time we're done. Genesis 12, verse 2 and 3. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So it's, again, not just about these personal blessings. It's about God's greater plan. It was through Abram's faith and obedience that God set in motion a plan that would ultimately lead to the coming of Jesus Christ, the salvation of humanity, and the establishment of the eternal kingdom. In the same way, when we answer God's call, we align ourselves to his ultimate purpose. Our actions are no longer just about us. We don't just do this because of us. It's about thinking about those around us. It's about thinking about fulfilling God's plan to lead us into the eternal life, but to help lead all of humanity, ultimately, to the eternal kingdom. We're told to seek first the kingdom of God in Matthew 6, verse 33. Seek first the kingdom of God. And Abram's example teaches us to put God's purpose above our own comfort and above our own understanding. We're called to step out in faith. So we need to keep our eyes fixed on God and step out on faith. And when we do that, we not only grow ourselves, but through our growth and transformation, we also bless others. We can only become a force multiplier not only to help ourselves, but everyone around us on that path towards eternal life. And that's what we need to do. Luke 12 and verse 32. This is what God the Father and Christ our brother want to give to us as a gift. Luke 12 and verse 32. Says, do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. That's what it's all about. It's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So answering God's call is not just about this personal growth or having this mindset or the blessings that come with it. And those are things that we should want in our lives. But it's about aligning our lives to his kingdom. We're not just stepping into this temporary adventure. We're part of an eternal purpose. So as some say, do not let your heart be troubled. Actually, let's turn over to John 14 and verse 2. These were Christ's words. John 14 and verse 2. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and I prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you may also be. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. And of course, it goes on, this is discussion with the disciples, and they're like, well, we don't know the way. And in some ways, we know the way, but we don't know the way. The way is through Christ. We know that the way is through Christ, the door. We know that he's the path to that place. But we have to trust and take those steps to walk that path. God's preparing a place for each of us. Answering his call is how we move closer to him. It's how we grow in faith, and it's how we secure our place in his eternal kingdom. So, yeah, it's been a little cold recently, hasn't it? And all of this makes me think of that Shire once again. It's comfortable and warm. You want to stay home, stay in the comfort, safe and secure and warm. There's a quote from that story. It goes like this. Quote, "It's a dangerous business, Frodo, going out your door. You step onto the road, and if you don't keep your feet, there's no knowing where you might be swept off to." We don't know where we might be swept off to. And sometimes this cold makes us want to stay indoors and just relax. There's something comforting about staying indoors, avoiding the harsh weather, avoid stepping out of the door, not knowing where you might be swept off to. But I remind myself that if I take the easy path, I don't have any opportunity to grow in the way that God wants for me. And being swept off as we step out onto the road is necessary to grow and to transform in what God wants us to be. But it takes effort. It takes us deciding to do that, to step outside into the cold. It takes effort. It takes faith to step into the hard things that God calls us to do. We could stay wrapped in comfort. We could avoid all of the dangerous things. We could choose the path that always makes us feel comfortable and safe. But that's not going to do much for us. It's only when we go outside of our comfort zones that God grows us and transforms us into what he needs us to be. But be encouraged. We have God with us. Isaiah 41 and verse 10 reminds us, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteousness." That's Isaiah 41 and verse 10. God wants us to answer his call to adventure, just as he called Abram to venture out into the unknown. But he gives us a promise that this is a path that we take in faith, but we don't take it alone. When he calls us, he strengthens us. He sustains us. We won't always see the path clearly, but we know where the destination is. That we can keep clear if we have faith and trust in God. We keep our eyes fixed on that. And with every step we take, it becomes a little bit clearer. Joshua 1 verse 9 commands us, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." It's Joshua 1 and verse 9. And this is not just a suggestion, but a command that courage is necessary. It takes courage to step out on that path. We can't step out on this adventure without courage. We know that there could be challenges ahead. We know and embrace the risk and the adventure. So God doesn't promise that this will be easy. He doesn't promise any of that. But he does promise to be with us every step of the way. So why should we answer this call? What is the purpose of all this? Matthew 28 and verse 19. Matthew 28 and verse 19. This is a part of that purpose. This is part of walking out. This is part of growing ourselves and growing others around us. Matthew 28 verse 19, it says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." This is our call. This is the ultimate adventure, to go out, to develop your faith, live as examples of God, transform and trust in God. It requires us to step out in boldness and faith, trusting that he's always going to be with us. And he says that over and over. And that's why we went through these 5 points today, to answer God's call to adventure and to embrace the mindset of doing hard things. And if we do that, we know that by answering God's call, it pulls us out of complacency and into growth. We receive tangible outcomes when we follow God's call. That true adventure leads to growth, transformation, and deeper faith. That faith is the foundation required to answer God's call to action. And that answering God's call is the path to eternal life. So like Abraham, we're all called to leave something behind. Comfort, complacency, fear, and to step into the unknown. Will you answer God's call, even if it feels uncomfortable or uncertain? Will we take those steps in faith? God told Abraham, and I'll paraphrase this time, get out of your comfort. Get out of your father's house. Go adventure into the unknown and become great. Grow, transform, be blessed. And if you do this, you will be blessed, and everyone around you will be blessed because you took on this challenge, because you went out there and stepped out on faith. But remember, God is with you. We all have to answer the same call in our own ways. Whether we're young or old, we need to face the adventure. We need to have faith. We need to have courage. We need to have commitment to follow God. And know that when we do that, it's a path towards an abundant life that Christ wants for us, blessed, and toward eternal life, towards the kingdom of God. So as you go out into the world this week, don't just stay wrapped in comfort. Step into the hard things. Answer the call. Trust in God who goes with you. Fear not. Be courageous. And walk in faith.